Hello, and welcome back to another CapinCast Ramble on Steven Universe. I'm Oliver, and I'm joined by Tam.
Hello.
And we are back with another episode of Season 4 of Steven Universe. This is Episode 5, Future Boy Zoltron.
Indeed we are. The last episode we did was Mindful Education, which was a super important Steven's brain episode.
Indeed.
And we go straight from there to a classic townie episode.
Mm-hmm.
Not that it's a bad one.
No.
It certainly came out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think that's the main reason it kind of... I don't know if it got backlash, but it's like sort of a bit... The fandom views it as a bit sort of weird and maybe not quite as good. Not that it's bad on its own. It's just it came right after Mindful Education.
Its placing is... It's certainly interesting, because you've got, you know, Kindergarten Kid and Know Your Fusion. And then you've got Buddy's Book. Buddy's Book, which is more chill. But then, yeah, you get Mindful Education, which is much more important. And Future Boy Zoltron is...
It's got some character development.
It's got some good stuff, you know? And it's quite an interesting episode.
And it's not like it's not part of Steven's story arc.
No, exactly. It's absolutely required. But it's also after Mindful Education, so...
It's also about Mr. Smiley.
Yeah.
Who is a character that we sometimes see.
It's true.
But, I mean, we start off with, at the fun lot, at the city walk, at the Funland, the beach.
We do.
Beach city walk. And Mr. Smiley is putting up a new machine.
Indeed.
It's this, sometimes at an amusement or an arcade, if you're American, you see, like, a little machine that tells you the future.
Or,
it's programmed to, when you put a couple coins in, it'll say some words about lucky numbers, or... It's like the Magic 8 Ball, except you put money in it.
Exactly, yeah.
And, I don't know, maybe it reads the newspaper's horoscope? Who knows?
Who knows? Be interesting, actually, to kind of find out.
Yeah, I don't really know how they work. Maybe it's just random. Either way, this is a robot from the future. Called Zoltron, which is not... Definitely not related to any other things that rhyme with Zoltron.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely no connection... Or reference there.
Yeah. But yeah, Steven puts in a quarter. He doesn't really understand the answer. And Mr. Smiley talks about how, okay, a bit rusty on the old comedy front, because I used to do a comedy, but not anymore. He's been big around in the entertainment biz, you know, it is singing and comedianing and...
He was... Funlanding. He did the song for the Big Donut.
He did do that.
So he's done a lot in his life. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. He used to be a comedian. It was a long time ago, but he seems a little unwilling to actually, you know, delve into it.
Yeah.
But when Steven asks Mr. Zoltron about it, it explodes.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that was too complicated. Something that even the future, even knowledge of the future could not understand.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, it's a fortune teller. It's not going to say why something happened in the past.
Yeah.
Is it?
And then it gets a tap, which made it worse.
Yeah, it has a bad time.
And luckily, Stephen doesn't actually mind helping.
Yeah, it's the child labor episode.
It is.
Indentured servitude, where Stephen does work for Mr. Smiley in order to pay off his very large debt.
To Mr. Smiley, yes.
So Mr. Smiley's idea is for Stephen to dress up as Zoltron and pretend to be him in order to get customers, to get quarters, to pay off the thousands of dollars that the machine cost.
Yep. Which is better than nothing, I guess.
Better than nothing.
And Stephen has no school, so it's okay, I suppose.
Yeah, if you've got nothing to do. Then...
Stephen doing Stephen-y things.
Yeah, and as people walk past, he pretends to be Zoltron and tells them their futures in a very Stephen-like way. I mean, this is like Stephen 101. He's busy solving everyone else's problems.
Mm-hmm.
Like when Lars and Sadie come past and they ask whether they should skip work. They ask Zoltron whether they should skip work because they've been sort of... they were sort of having a little argument about, you know, Lars doesn't want to go to work and Sadie... does. That's sort of their thing at the Big Donut.
Yeah.
So they ask Zoltron, and Stephen, who's dressed up as Zoltron, just, like, tells it like it is. Goes straight into the emotional core of Lars's character. Must be a really, really good machine to know Lars and Sadie's names.
Mm-hmm.
And says things sort of like, you know, Lars has a tough exterior, but does have a warm heart.
Yeah.
And eventually he does manage to change their minds.
He does. They're a bit concerned because Zoltron knew their names, which is fair.
And, a little strange.
Yeah, they kind of don't think about it. Some I don't realize it's Steven, but you know, I guess he's in makeup and stuff. Onion comes along to break in and some stuff, and Steven warns Zoltron warns him about prison bars, so he puts on a mask, which is fun.
Onion's just an entity of chaos, and we cannot control the Onion.
Yes.
I like that Stephen said, if you're not careful, Zoltron sees prison bars in the future. It's not if you don't rob the place.
Yeah.
Stephen probably knows that he can't stop Onion from doing it.
Mm-hmm.
if he's going to do it, at least he better do it without going to jail.
Yep. And this keeps going. He helps some positive changes and stuff, which isn't the point, but still works. So,
yeah, talks to Kiki and Jenny and Ronaldo Diamond. And Buck.
Yeah,
and everyone sort of leaves happy. And Stephen feels like he's doing good for the town.
Yeah.
And bonus, they're paying. So
they're
that's good.
They're paying for him to do good for the town. So it's good. It works out. It's pretty great.
Indeed.
Then, as Mr. Smiley goes inside.
Indeed. Eventually, after a little while.
Someone new.
We see the British. A Brit.
Mm-hmm.
Truly terrifying prospect. And he seems a little unhappy.
He does.
And his name is Mr. Frowny.
Mm-hmm.
And his first question is, was it a mistake to come here? Which is a good start for a fortune-telling machine. Just got to say that to start off with.
Mm-hmm.
And Stephen is really unsure as to what to say here.
Yeah. Stephen does not have the background information on this guy.
No, unlike everyone else in town, pretty much. Yeah. Stephen doesn't really know who Mr. Frowny is.
Mm-hmm. He's a bit of a wild card. So, he's doing his best, but he's kind of giving basic answers.
Yeah, human emotions are really complicated for Zoltron. Is that an interesting one for Steven to say, for sure?
Mm-hmm.
Given that Steven's had self-image issues about being human. But in the end, he can't really help. Can't help Mr. Frowny.
And no. Then
he drops the quarter and it falls out into a little, one of the little gaps between the
indeed, the slats. Between the boardwalk. And he's very sad.
He is very sad. And yeah. Obviously, Stephen wants to make him not sad.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the one way you could do that? That's right, actually having future vision.
Indeed.
That's a convoluted solution, but yes. And Garnet, knowing Stephen, is right there.
Yeah, she has appeared.
And what seems an appropriate use of her powers, as she says.
Yeah.
Stephen asks to borrow the future vision mm-hmm. in order to help Mr. Frowny.
Yeah.
So Garnet gives the guy gives Mr. Frowny another quarter, and he asks, what would he say if he saw me now? And Stephen tries to look into the future to see what would happen. But no matter what he tries, it always ends up with the same outcome. That Mr. Frowny just sort of like becomes sadder.
Mm-hmm.
And so he decides to go with the honest approach.
Mm-hmm.
That well, the future for Mr. Frowny is going to be sad. That, well, his attitude is just going to lead to his own sadness, basically.
Yeah.
Because it wouldn't actually matter what happens. He's predisposed to be unhappy about it.
Indeed.
But then, and
then we see Suitcase Sam.
We do.
I don't know if we hear him speak. And we only very occasionally see him, but he's about. That was my input.
Occasionally we do see Suitcase Sam.
He has a suitcase and an eye patch.
But it turns out that Mr. Frowny, the person he wanted to see was Mr. Smiley.
Yeah.
And so, you know, after a little while, Stephen tries to tell him that about how he met him and how he was about to leave. And finally we get the history. That they used to be a double act. Mm-hmm. Comedy double act.
Yeah.
And you'd have what you'd normally have is the straight man and the funny man sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have that occasionally with old double acts.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, you know, that was fine.
It was the sad man and the funny man.
Yeah, the sad man and the happy man. That was their thing.
The sad man was always sad.
Yeah, that even off stage, out of character, supposedly, he was still unhappy.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
And so Stephen tries to help Mr. Smiley now on this, in this occasion, using the same future vision. And once again, it is the same outcome, that no matter what Mr. Smiley would say,
mm-hmm.
Mr. Franny would still always...
He'd always be sad.
Be sad about it. And then Stephen realizes something.
Hmm.
That maybe, you know, that Mr. Smiley said that Mr. Frowny's being sad all the time, even out of character, was bumming him out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he didn't tell Mr. Frowny that, as far as we know.
No.
He just said it stopped working.
Yeah.
And there's an emotional sort of... Well, there's a piece of advice there, you know, maybe about honesty with how honesty people are making you feel.
And communication.
Indeed, like we get a lot in Steven Universe.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, Mr. Smiley agrees. And it doesn't... It doesn't initially go well, you know. Mr. Franny does take it badly. He says, "Did you just come here to laugh at me?"
Well, it's interesting because initially he's surprised, and judges seem happy to see him. And then, as soon as Mr. Smiley starts laughing, then it goes back into his character almost, and that's when he says, "Like, oh, did you just come here to laugh at me and stuff?" So. Is interesting. Yeah, apparently Stephen's costume is really convincing because Mr. Faraday is terrified that the robot has come to life. but yeah, and yeah, Mr. Smiley just is honest.
Said he wanted it to work, but it just the fact that Mr. Franny was always sad, he wasn't sure whether it was working.
Yeah.
Like, if that other person doesn't seem happy, then why would it seem like he's enjoying himself?
Mm-hmm. But he was just, you know, very method and took it seriously. And Smiley wanted him to appreciate the fun in it as well. And the two stars kind of clash, unfortunately, it seems.
That they didn't work out, but that's okay, you know.
Yeah.
And then, as Mr. Franny starts to leave,
mm-hmm.
he starts doing the act.
They do.
And it actually starts like making Mr. Franny a little bit happy.
Mm-hmm.
Doing the act. They were. He was actually kind of happy. He was just very good at... He was very good at being sad, basically.
Yeah.
Too good.
But yeah, kind and of then... flashes back to him being on the stage together and... Yeah.
Yeah. But, and... Well, he says he thinks he finally gets the joke.
Mm-hmm.
And they appear to have, they appear to be happy again. Even though they don't get back together.
No.
Mr. Franny still leaves.
Mm-hmm.
But he leaves, hopefully, in a happier mood than he arrived.
Exactly.
And sometimes that's all you can do.
Yeah.
You can't fix things in their entirety, but you can make people feel better or understand your position, even if that is all you can manage. Because, yeah, sometimes you might, you know, drift apart from someone and you never really get a chance to explain why, or they never get a chance to explain why what happened. And even if it's like, you know, you're not going to become friends again or something, sometimes you still need that closure of being like, oh, it wasn't this thing that I thought it was for all these years, or, oh, okay, it was just, it happened, or, you know, it wasn't something I did, it was just these other circumstances. And you don't necessarily realize that you've needed to deal with that until you get the chance to, I guess.
Exactly. Stephen fixing it isn't him getting them back together. It's just him letting them reach closure.
Yeah, reaching closure.
And that's what's quite nice. This isn't necessarily an episode, like, I've seen it, some people say that this is sort of like one of those toxic positivity episodes.
It's
where the problem is that Mr. Frowny was going to be negative no matter what. But it's not necessarily that.
Not that. That's...
there is an element to it, because that's kind of what Mr. Frowny is a bit like. But it's mostly about how you express it.
Yeah, and
rather
I think...
than how you feel.
And I think that's slightly misreading Future Vision as well, because this is still Future Vision from Steven's perspective. Those are all things that Steven was going to suggest to Mr. Smiley to say.
That's true. Mr. Smiley could have said other things.
Mr. Smiley does say another thing,
and
it works. Yeah. So it's not like, oh, no matter what Mr. Smiley says, Mr. Frowny's going to still be sad. It's no matter what things Steven, a child who is very positive, can think of, Mr. Frowny's still going to be sad. And
exactly,
why wouldn't Steven still be super positive? He's just like that as a character and lives in denial of most of his problems, so of course he's going to be super positive all the time, because, you know, that's some stuff he needs to work out, but he's not going to do that just yet. But yeah, when the adults who, you know, have a, you know, again, Steven is a very mature child, but who actually understand each other, know each other well, try and figure it out. Yeah. And I mean, it is sad, you know, like Mr. Smiley doesn't just be like, nah, you don't need to be sad anymore. Just be happy. It's, yeah, it's a shame it didn't work out. But they, you know, they give it one more try and, you know, they enjoy each other's company. And then they move on.
Yeah. The sort of advice that Stephen could give of what to say couldn't really be helpful, because of just, that's just sort of how Stephen was. But Stephen could give advice in other ways.
Yeah, and much like we said at the front end of the episode, Stephen knows all the other people he's giving advice to. He doesn't know Mr. Smiley as well as some of them, and he definitely doesn't know Mr. Frowny. He doesn't know their relationship. So, yeah, you can't really do that much about that in that situation. You can suggest people speak to each other, and that's about as far as he could do. And that's, you know, really what he does. He just has that kind of moment of, hang on, did you actually ever speak to Mr. Frowny about how you felt? Because, you know, talking about your feelings is a thing that Steven does all the time and is very good at. And that's more along the lines of what they needed. And yeah, that's what does end up working.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can see how people could confuse it for just, you just gotta be happy. But that's, yeah, that's not really what's going on, I wouldn't say.
Of course, there is a difference between how you feel on the inside and how you express them.
Mm-hmm.
It's perfectly, you know, it is what it is if you feel pessimistic like Mr. Frowny on the inside.
Yeah.
But you can cause sadness in other people if you are constantly expressing it.
Yep.
That is sort of part of it as well.
Yeah.
And I think this is sort of, on the one hand, yeah, the tone of it is a little bit out of place in comparison, but it makes sense that it's after Mindful Education, because this is sort of Stephen using the lessons that he learned in Mindful Education to face your troubles head on and teaching them to other people.
Exactly. It definitely would have worked before.
I'm not sure whether he would have been emotionally mature enough to give the good advice that he did.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, that's Future Boy Zoltron. We end with Steven realizing, oh, no, there's a lot more work in the future because that machine costs a lot of money. which, you know, he'll probably never pay off, but there we go. He's got more important things to be doing. But yeah, we're in a kind of... season four is a lot of weird and wacky episodes.
It is.
Got such things as Rocknaldo and...
It's got some of the highest highs and some of the lowest lows.
Yeah, I mean, again, even with those episodes, there's things I like about them, but there's just some interesting ones. But yeah, next time, because, you know, this is going to be another shorter one, but quite a lot to talk about in the last one, Out of Beach City, so we'll have to leave that for next time, because that is an interesting episode.
Sure. Yeah, we can do that next time if you want.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like one that we're going to have super loads to talk about, I don't think. But I think it's one that we might have a bit more time to talk about than we have now. And we can probably get that one and Onion Gang done up together, and then we'll be on Gem Harvest.
I like Gem Harvest.
Which is not an episode, not a pair of episodes I actually enjoy, but I do appreciate. And
it is weird that it's a double, though, but I do like it.
It's some of the stuff it deals with, again, is excellent. But yeah.
But that's for the future.
So yeah, we'll leave this here. Thank you for listening, and we will see you in the next one. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Cabincast. For more episodes, go to www.cabincast.podbean.com or use the Podbean app. You can now also find us on iTunes and Pocket Casts under Cabincast and on YouTube. Finally, you can find us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/cabincast. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.